Thanks, Sarah. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 29th of April. There are warnings of gales in White, Portland, Plymouth and Lundy. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Portugal, 1,006, expected Biscay with little change by midnight tonight. High 40s, 1,033, slow moving with little change. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking. West backing southwest 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. North at Cirra, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. South at Cirra, northwesterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, becoming poor later. 40s, variable becoming southeast later 2 to 4, fair, good. Cromarty, 4th Tyne, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Dogger, east 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. Fisher, west or northwest 3 to 5, fog patches later, good becoming moderate, occasionally very poor later. Northeast German Bight, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Southwest German Bight, Humber, easterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Thames, Dover, northeast veering east 5 to 7, fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, northeast veering east 6 to gale 8, showers, good. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, northeast 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, northeast veering east 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Lundy, showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, east or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Shannon, northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 in southeast, showers later in southeast, good, occasionally poor later in southeast. Northwest Rockall, southeasterly 3 or 4, fair, good. Southeast Rockall, Malin. Southeasterly, backing easterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Hebrides, south or southeast 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, south 4 to 6, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwest 2 to 4, backing south 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, occasional rain, moderate, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, east, 1, fog. Less than 100 metres, 1,030 falling slowly. Stornoway, calm, fog. Less than 100 metres, 1,030 falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest, 3, 24 miles, 1,030 falling slowly. Lucas, west, 1, mist, 1.5 miles, 1,032 falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast, 4, 1,030 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east, 6, 5 miles, 1,022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 7, 5 miles, 1,019. Jersey, northeast, 5, 7 miles, 1,016 falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 6, 1,018. Scilly Automatic, northeast by north, 5, 14 miles, 1,019 falling. Valentia, northeast by east, 2, 27 miles, 1,025 falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast, 3, 15 miles, 1,029 falling slowly. Malin Head, south, 1, 22 miles, 1,029, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday, the 29th of April. The general situation. High pressure centred over northern North Sea will maintain settled weather for much of the United Kingdom. Strong easterly winds will affect more southern waters of England and Wales, with gales in the far south and southwest during Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4 in west, otherwise southeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 later in east. Fog patches for a time in far northwest. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in far northwest. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South 3 or less, backing southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later near Rattray Head. Mainly fair. Good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East 2 to 4, varying southeast 4 or 5. Mainly fair. Good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south. Fair. Good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northeasterly, veering easterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first in south. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly 5 to 7, veering easterly 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast, veering east 5 to 7. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeast, veering east 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Showers in west, good, occasionally moderate in west. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northeast, veering east 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Showers near Land's End, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northeast, veering east later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later near St David's Head. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northeast 4 or 5, veering east 5 or 6. Fair, good. Isle of Man. East or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Easterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in north. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5 later in south. Fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles. Southwest 2 to 4, varying south 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair. Good, occasionally poor at first in north. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Varaha Musanzi.
Good morning. I love to cook and host people in my home, so I was delighted when earlier this year my church here in central Bradford challenged the wider congregation to practice hospitality and to pray and think about who we could host after the service for lunch. As someone who grew up observing my parents demonstrate this so well, I got super excited about the idea of looking up some great recipes, cooking and going all out to impress our guests. My creamy Tuscan chicken followed by a lemon cheesecake always goes down a treat. The perfectionist in me started obsessing about who the ideal guest would be, how we should lay the table, what flowers to have on display, and making sure our apartment was spotless and dust-free. In reality, though, none of those tiny details mattered if my intentions were not focused on generosity and kindness. I was reminded of the biblical story when Jesus, the perfect guest, visited the home of Mary and Martha. Mary chose to sit at Jesus' feet, while Martha was busy in the kitchen stressing about all the preparations she had to make, and even came in to ask Jesus to send her sister to help her. Interestingly, his response was a gentle rebuke, saying, "Mary chose the better thing." I have come to learn that the most important thing about hospitality is simply to be present, making time to get to know our guests well as we share food together. It isn't necessarily about having the best service or being the perfect hosts, but being genuinely generous with our time and our attention as we do life with friends or strangers alike. Today, I pray that we can all reach out to someone and invite them into our lives, and maybe our home too.